Now, in verse 2, he says, "This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith." Now, we need to be very careful here, and probably should say this. The gospel is true, irrespective of experience. And what experience does, it corroborates the gospel. Or let me put it like this. There are a great many people today that reason from experience to truth. And I personally think that the Word of God, as we have it here, always reasons from truth to experience. And that means we don't discount experience, but experience must be tested by truth. Now, everybody has a different experience. I hear one of the founders of the cult, a woman, she tells about her experience. And we got a woman today, she tells about her experience. And that type of thing. And their experiences are entirely different. Now, which woman am I going to follow? Tell the truth, I'm not going to follow either one of them. I heard of a man in a meeting. He got up and he read a passage of Scripture. And after he read it, he said, "Now look," he said, "there's difference of opinion about the interpretation of this passage of Scripture." And he says, "Because there is a difference of opinion, we don't want to cause any controversy here." And he says, "Let me tell you about my experience." Well, may I say to you, his experience was as far removed, actually, from what that passage of Scripture said as anything could possibly be. And he's basing truth on his experience. Well, you don't do that. Experience must corroborate the gospel. Now, the gospel is something you hear. And that which you hear, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Well, what does he mean by the hearing of faith? The organ of hearing, the ear, the receiving of the message, or the message itself? I think he means the whole process. He heard something. And you've got to hear something before you can be saved. Because the gospel is something God has done for you. And you have to know about that. Now, what Paul is doing here in this section is, very frankly, he's raising several questions. There are six questions here that he asks these people, and that has to do with experience, the experience of these people here. And therefore, he's saying here very carefully to them, what was your experience? Well, let me read several of these questions now. First, "This only would I learn of you, receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith." And nowhere did anyone ever receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law. Nowhere, even in the Old Testament. Never was put on that basis. It's by the hearing of faith. Now, he mentions the Holy Spirit three times, that they did not receive the Holy Spirit by the law. And the Holy Spirit is evidence of conversion. We are told in Romans 8:9, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you." And he says, "Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his." And that is the evidence. Again, Paul said in Ephesians 1:13, "In whom ye also trusted, after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." That is Ephesians 1:13. And now the second question is, "Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh?" In other words, if the Holy Spirit is the one that converted you, brought you to Christ, and now you're indwelt by the Spirit of God, now you're going to turn back to the law which was given to control the flesh and think you're going to live on a high plane? Well, of course you're not going to live on a high plane.